Tanya, for the 30th day of Cheshvan, for Lamed Cheshvan, is in Kuntis Achren, Lahavin Mashakosu, Bishara Yechudim. In the English Tanya, it's on page 602. The Alter Rebbe is talking about the difference between davening Shaloi Lishma and learning Shaloi Lishma. Hine, second line from the top. Vihine tfilo psulo, an unfit davening, which means a davening that in which there are machshavas, in which there are foreign thoughts. Not only is it not l'shem shamayim, but it actually has unholy thoughts or inappropriate thoughts. Is adif in the teira shalei lishma mamish, is better than learning for an ulterior motive, studying Torah with an ulterior motive, shehi tachas hashemesh, because the study of Torah shelo lishma is described as being under the sun, whereas tefillah, even when it's an unfit tefillah, it is in heaven, but it isn't, as we learned earlier, it's rejected to the lowest heaven. But when a person learns Torah without any particular love or fear of God, but also with no ulterior motives, rather he's motivated by the natural inclination, the natural love that is hidden in the heart of every Jew. Then it's not any worse than the study of Torah of children who are learning in cheder with their teacher. The salik le'ela, where their learning rises to the heavens, mitneshehu hevel she'im bechet, because it is an innocent learning. The salik le'ela, and so it rises. Af im hu shalei lishma mamish. It rises even if it is for an ulterior motive. Not only without the proper motive, but even for an ulterior motive. They're learning for the candy that they'll get as a reward, or they're learning because they're afraid. Meyiras hadetzur shabiyad ha-sefer. They're afraid of the punishment of the teacher. So that's an actual ulterior motive. And yet, because of the innocence with which they study, their Torah rises. So certainly, the one who studies Torah without any ulterior motives, he's lacking only in a revealed love and a revealed fear of God that motivates the learning, certainly that Torah rises as much as the children's. The Ayin Sham Dachdeshman and Heyamid Beish HaMalochim HeMailim HaHevel Shaltineke Shalbeis Rabban Adu Atzilus. As you see there in the Zohar, that the angels come and they raise the words of the Torah that the children study to the level of Atzilus. In Lessons in Tanya, he brings a story from the previous Rebbe, an explanation from the previous Rebbe based on a story that the previous Rebbe heard from the Rebbe Rashab. And that is that the innocence with which a child studies Torah can be understood in two ways. The hevel, tineke, shalbeis rabbon, can be understood in two ways. Either that we're talking about the innocence of the child. The child is innocent. He's not shayach to sin. And therefore his study rises, his study is precious. Or that the study itself is precious, because they study with such a pure and unadulterated emunah, that this is God's Torah, and these are the words that Moshe said, and these are the Aleph Beis, and the Kometz Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, that was given to him by God at Sinai, and so on, the purity of that faith, that's the hevel that is so precious in these children. And the Rebbe Rashab told the following story. That he heard from the Baal Shem Tov on the Baal Shem Tov's birthday in the year Tuf Ayin Dalid, that when the Baal Shem Tov was then 16 years old, he was living in a small yeshiva in a farming town. And the innkeeper was a very simple, unlearned man who could just barely daven, but the words of the davening he didn't understand. However, he was truly a God-fearing man, and it was his habit that for every occasion and for every event, he would say, Baruch Hu Mevezach L'Elam Vod. And his wife would constantly be saying, Gelayt Zol Zayin Zayin Helik En Nomen. Praise be his holy name. Now, that day, the day of his birthday, the Baal Shem Tov went out into the woods and was saying Tehillim and was concentrating on the Yehudim, the names, the letters of God's name that make up different combinations and different Yehudim, being very engrossed in what he was doing. He didn't notice that that Eliyahu HaNavi was standing by him with a smile on his lips. He had seen Eliyahu many times when he was in the company of other tzaddikim, of the other hidden mystics. But to see Eliyahu alone, when he was alone, this was the first time. He also didn't understand what the smile was. So Eliyahu HaNavi said to him, you're struggling and working so hard to have the kavanas, to figure out the kavanas of the combinations of the letters of God's name that can be derived from the words of the Tehillim, which David HaMelech wrote. And Aaron Shlema, the innkeeper, and Zlata Rivka, his wife, don't know any of these Kabbalistic Yehudim of the names and letters of God's name that come from the words Baruch Hu Mevorach L'Olam Vod, which he says, and from the letters Gelayt Zol Zayin Zayin Helik En Nomen, which she says. But these Yehudim that come from their words are cause a tumult in all the higher worlds, more so than the Yehudim of the great Tzaddikim. Based on this, the purity with which a person says words of Torah is not limited to the children of Cheder, but there is a Hevel She'em Bechet. There is an innocence also in an adult when it is said out of a pure, unadulterated emunah and faith in God. The other meaning, that the words are said without sin and without any shaychus to sin, that applies only to a child who isn't capable of sinning. Another thing is that all of this is relevant to Yehudim Elyonim. But Kiyum Ha'olam, which the Gemara says in Shabbos, that the world is preserved in the merit of the children, the Kiyum Ha'olam, this is only the children. This is true only of the children. However, concerning the purification of the world, the Zichu Ha'olam, this is something that adults can do as well, and maybe even more so than children. Because in purifying the world, children really do not participate in the actual world. They live in the atmosphere of the world, and they can purify through their study of Torah the Avir Ha'olam. But they can't affect the material, the mundane material of the world, because they don't really live in the material world. But an adult who does participate in the material part of the world, when his emunah, through his emunah, he brings godliness into the world, then he affects even the most coarse and the most mundane part of the world.